to the max.
To the max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max and Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. What a better place to be than here tonight. So I got to say, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You know where you are because you're with me here right now. And where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. Had a glorious day today, and we have an amazing show coming up. I got Lady T in the house. Y'all know her. Check out myspace.com/LadyTE. Check her out before you call in with your questions if you know her. The lines are open tonight, 323-203-0815. We've got her coming on in just a minute. But before that, I got to give some happy birthday shout-outs to Christina, Kate, Melanie, Doc Hooper. He was my history teacher a long time ago. Happy birthday, Doc. My friend Nancy Hall, happy birthday to all you this week coming up. And I got to say hi to Irene. I know she's tuning in tonight out there in Greenwich Land in Connecticut, and I've got friends in Costa Rica tuning in tonight, friends in Dubai, friends in London, internationally. We're getting everybody listening to Max and Friends and to the Max on LA Talk Radio. So I give you a big thank you. Wow, what to do this week? If you're in Westchester, New York, or in the Connecticut surrounding area, New York area, go to Playland. It is the place to be. It is wild fun, so definitely check that out. Of course, I've got to say a big happy birthday. I just got a big flashcard in front of me. Happy birthday to Grandma Letty. Check her out in my archive. She's my grandmother. She's a yoga teacher. We've had her on. You can do your chakra lining with her on my past shows. They're all here on LATalkRadio.com in my archives. So happy birthday to you, Grandma, tomorrow. 83 years old, unbelievable, still flies a plane, does yoga, tango, and inspiration is definitely in Grandma Letty. So I got to wish you a very special happy birthday. We love you. All right, so here we go. Other than that, I just got a shout out again in Costa Rica. So yes, that is you. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm all over the place. So on that note, tune in. Call me, 323-203-0815. And do whatever else you want. Twitter me, Facebook me. I'm here for y'all tonight. But you know what? I wouldn't be here tonight if it weren't for my guest coming on, because I was actually going to take tonight off. But then you know what? I got a hold of Lady T. And we've got to say a special shout out to Dr. Renee for making this possible tonight. So without further ado, let's just bring on the guest of honor.
What's up? I want to say thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, it's a blessing to have you on tonight because you're out there inspiring people. You know, your song Hurricane alone, I think, already has 50,000 hits on YouTube. So people
yeah.
know you. You've been in the industry for quite some time. So for my listeners out there who you're new to, because I'm internationally known on the microphone, so are you now. Tell us your story. How did you get involved in music? What inspired you? And what are you doing?
Oh, what inspired me to rap? Of course, it's the TLC inspired me to rap. It was third grade. I had my own group in the third grade called BBT, Brittany, Brianna, and Tara, which is me. And we was just inspired by TLC. And from there on, I went to my mom like, Mom, I want to rap. And she was like, okay. And from there on, my family's been supportive. All my friends been supportive. People in Detroit been supportive. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting Lady T.
And, you know, in your Hurricane video, you give shout-outs to your girls, BB and Britt. So they've been your friends for a long time?
Oh, yeah. Those used to be my dances. They helped me come up with the Hurricane dance, and we still talk to this day.
And we got that song coming up in a little bit, Hurricane, because that's one of my new favorite songs. I was blasting that earlier today, <'cause, laughs> so you know. But now, you can be found on myspace.com/LadyT. That's T-E, everybody, so get it right. It's not just the letter T. And you've been in this industry for now. You've been in the industry for what, about 7 years now, right?
Yeah. I've been rapping since I was 9 and doing it professional since I was 12.
Wow. And how old are you now?
I'm 19.
19, and you're doing your thing. So now, like you said, you were inspired by all these fantastic people. I'm sure, was Michael Jackson one of your inspirations?
I mean, yes, Michael Jackson did inspire me because he was a true all-time entertainer. Like, now these days, you don't even see that. You know what I'm saying? He sung, he danced, he did everything. And he sold over 750 million copies worth. That is crazy. And Michael Jackson, he will always be missed.
Now, where were you when he died? Do you remember?
What'd you say?
I said, do you remember where you were the moment you found out he died?
I actually found out on Twitter.
Oh, you did?
I was coming from getting my hair done, and I'm always on Twitter. And he didn't die yet, but on Twitter they was just saying, like, you know, Michael Jackson, he's in the hospital. And I rushed home, and I was watching CNN, and I was in the room, and I just couldn't believe it.
It wasn't as – I was so shocked. When I saw that, I was like, it's not true, because, you know, people say that all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A celebrity dies, and they're not dead. But I was like, this is legit. It was pretty freaky.
Right. And it's Michael Jackson. It's like Michael Jackson. So it was
right?
Crazy. But he will always forever be missed.
He will. And in one of your songs, you guys give a shout-out to Michael Jackson. We're going to play that song too tonight.
Gotta Stay Fresh. Yeah, Dollar Jones, he shouted Michael Jackson out. That's what's up.
He did. Now, you guys, just recently, you came back from New Orleans. You did something out there about, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
How was it with the Essence Music Fest?
Well, I didn't have a chance to go to that. I didn't make it out there, but I heard it was nice.
Oh, because
the flights got all twisted up and everything, but I heard it was a good show. Shout out to my boy, Kayshawn.
Yeah, because I'm sure they miss you. You know, I read press releases, then you got to be careful with what you read because you don't know what's true and what's not. So, unfortunately,
right.
You were supposed to be there, but you couldn't make it. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Twitter, I just got an update from Dr. Renee telling people to text Gotta Stay Fresh to 77979. You know what that's about?
Yes, everybody, please text Gotta Stay Fresh to 77979 and request it on WJLB. It's a radio station in Detroit, Michigan, WJLB, and right now they're playing Gotta Stay Fresh, but I need all you guys to text it in, Gotta Stay Fresh to 77979 so they can keep playing it.
That's the truth. We're going to play it here tonight, so you know we got that playing here for sure. But now, people
That's
who are
up.
Interested in buying your music, we can go to iTunes, you can go to cdbaby.com and type in Lady T and get her stuff there. And your website, we said, is the MySpace. Do you have another website besides MySpace?
Yes, LadyTOnline.com.
There you go. That's simple. Cool.
Yes,
well, I'm so glad that you're here. You know, I hope you have some friends calling in because we're going to open the lines here to 323-203-0815. That's the number here at the studio. So I'm so glad. Now, you're in Detroit. When is your next performance? Are you performing in Detroit anytime soon?
Yes, I'm performing in Detroit on Friday at the Facebook Awards at Cobo Hall.
That's what I was waiting for. Now,
yes.
Do you know you're up for the award too, aren't you?
Yes, best artist on Facebook.
You are, and I hope you win. I have a feeling you might win because you're getting a lot of press out there. You know what I'm saying? So now, how can people vote for you for that?
How can they vote? That's a good question. I'm going to have to find it on my Twitter page. It's crazy.
You know what,
right?
Me too, because it is. And you know what I was telling you?
Like, everything is on Twitter. It's ridiculous how everything is just be on Twitter now these days.
And you know what's so funny? Does this happen to you? We're just friends now. We're hanging out. So, you know, you're in the studio now, so we're just going to be friends, all right? But, like,
right.
Have you realized I had this conversation yesterday? Like, people are like, do you know so-and-so's phone number? And I'm like, I don't even remember their phone number because all I do know is I look up names. So, like,
exactly.
I forgot everybody's phone number. I don't know where I live because I just hear a navigation system saying go left, go right. So I don't even know the streets I live off of. It's crazy. Isn't it insane? Does that
only,
happen to
only people, only people, like the numbers I know by heart is like my mom and the house number and my dad. That's
right.
It.
Of course. And everyone else is by their
name.
If
I don't have my phone, I'm lost.
You know?
But
I just
found the how you can vote for me on Facebook.
Right. And
on Facebook. Yeah,
yep.
Well. You just send an email to everyones.entertainment@earthlink.com. That's everyones.entertainment@earthlink.com. And type in my name, Lady T, for best Facebook artist. And send it, and you vote it.
Like now. Send it now.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Get it right now.
Right? Now, you've been all over. You've been on YouTube. You've been on Facebook. You've been on MySpace. You've been on iTunes. You're also on, what is it, Apple Music? You're like everywhere.
Yes.
People can AOL music. Sorry.
AOL
so now,
music,
like,
Yahoo music.
Yeah, everywhere. You're
yes.
spreading. Now, how does it feel? You know, like you said, you told your mom. You said, "Mom, I want to rap." And then all of a sudden, this reality of wanting to rap becomes a reality. This dream becomes a reality. How did it feel when you first laid down your first track?
It When I laid down my first track, wow, I was like 11. When I laid down my first track, I was like 11. And the funny thing is, we was listening to some of the old stuff like a couple of weeks ago, and it's ridiculous how young I sounded. I was like, wow, that was me. But the first time I heard myself on the radio was the first song I heard on the radio was Ponytail. And somebody had called my mom, like, I think Lady T's song is on the radio. So we ran upstairs and we turned on the radio. And when I heard myself coming out the radio, like, a tear, I was crying. I'm like, wow, like, it's actually happening. And it was just an amazing feeling.
That's cool. Now, that was the song Ponytail. Is that the song also known as I Know I Look Good?
I Know I Look Good, yes.
Now, how did you write that song? Because you sent me the quick story, but I want my listeners, because that was a cute... Like, you wrote that song in 15 minutes. Tell
yes,
my people how you
I
found
did.
Out, like, how you did that. You were inspired.
Well, see, hair shows is big in Detroit. So somebody approached me like, hey, Lady T, you want to perform at the Hair Awards? I'm like, sure. Then they're like, well, I need you to write a song about hair. And I'm like, what? A song about hair? So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I wrote it in 15 minutes. And the producer, Frankie Folks, I actually recorded that when I was 15. So that song is pretty old. But people still like it. And that's the story behind Ponytail. They told me to write a song about hair, and I wrote it.
And it was that simple. You had that inspiration minute, right?
Yes.
You had that good minute. Cool. So now, are you in the mix right now? Who are you working with now?
I'm working with a lot of hot producers. I'm working with Beat Renegades, Keith Jones. He actually produced Hurricane. I'm also working with Symphony. He's a producer from Detroit. A-Wood Beats. I'm just started working with him. He is so hot. Like, A-Wood Beats is so hot. I have a cousin in Chicago. His name is DJ. And I just love working with anybody. If you would like to send me tracks, just send it to GottaStayFresh@yahoo.com. I'm looking for new hot producers, and just send it to me.
Now, my question to you is, let's talk about Gotta Stay Fresh, because I want to get that song up and running in just a bit. So what inspired you to get that rap going, and you collaborate with someone on the track, and you talk about Michael in the track? That song's got a lot going on, and it's just an amazing song. So tell people about it real quick. Let's set it up, and then we're going to play. How does that sound?
Okay, well, Gotta Stay Fresh is actually a remix to the song G'd Up. One of my songs called G'd Up is actually on my first album called Terrified. And in the song G'd Up, a line is, gotta stay fresh because I am a dime piece. Walking off funny, don't want to get the shoes creased. So when I be performing that and the beat drop, everybody be like, oh, man, you know, like that. So I'm like, wow, why don't we make this hot line a hot song? So I got with a dude from here, Dollar Jones. He's also an artist, and he made the beat up, and we sat down and we wrote it. And nowadays, like, people my age, they love staying fresh. They always talking about their clothes and their cars, and I'm like, come on, okay, everybody, if you stay fresh, you should love this song. So
that's right.
That's how they gotta stay fresh.
So you know what?
Yes,
without any
gotta
further
stay
ado, we're gonna play "Gotta Stay Fresh" right here on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. So Sam, let's get "Gotta Stay Fresh" going up. Play it up. People, turn up your music. Get ready to jive Sunday night, because tomorrow's a work day. Have fun tonight and stay fresh. Gotta stay fresh. Let's do it.
Gotta stay fresh.
Here we go. All right.
Gotta stay fresh.
Yeah.
Toes. With a new outfit, you never see it, and you already know.
On Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We got Lady T in the house, and you just heard the song Gotta Stay Fresh. If you love the song, text 77979 Gotta Stay Fresh. So that way we can keep playing it at all the stations, right?
Yes, and shouts out to my man Dollar Jones. He's also produced the track, and he was also rapping on the song. So shouts out to Dollar.
Well, that's right. You got to mix and match your Prada and Gucci, right?
That's what he said in the song.
That's what he said. And you're driving around your Escalade. Now, let me ask you three questions, all right?
Uh-huh.
This is the unrehearsed part. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you want to live?
Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world.
Wow.
See? That's a good question.
That's a good question. That's
anywhere.
A good question. I'd probably say the Bahamas.
There it's you go. So we got listeners in the Bahamas, too. The Bahamas
that's
is
what's up.
Beautiful.
Shout out to everybody in the Bahamas. I'm coming.
Tell them. All right. There you go right now. And then if you could drive any car, what car would you want to drive?
Of course, my dream car, Escalade. Like, I don't know why I love Escalade so much, but see, my mom drives trucks all the time. So I'm just a truck. Mm. I just love trucks. So a black Escalade. A black. It has to be
hybrid.
Black.
Black on black. That's all my cars. Majority of them.
See?
I love black-on-black Escalade. That's the hottest car.
I'm fighting my sister now.
My sister, she's like, she used to drive an Escalade, and I was like, you need to get the new one. Get the hybrid. And she's like, I don't like it. I'm like, you're crazy. That's the hottest car. All right, who's your favorite design? Favorite designer?
Designer. I like enclosed.
Yep.
Oh, I would have to say I like Rockaware. Rockaware and Pepe. I love
rock and
roll. Jay-Z
on it. There you go, Jay-Z. Cool, cool. All right, now let me ask you one more question. If you could say, I know it's hard because people ask me this all the time and I can't give it a definite answer, but if you had to pick just one artist that you could listen to for the rest of your life, who would you pick? Besides Lady T.
Wow. Well, see, okay, I have to say my favorite, Jay-Z.
There you go.
I can listen to Jay all day.
All day. All day, all night,
all
right?
All day long. I love Jay-Z.
All right.
That's out to Jay-Z.
All right. There you go. Have you ever met him before?
No. I don't even know what I'd do if I ever met Jay-Z.
You know, well, I'll tell you a funny story. When I first met Missy Elliott, because I love Missy. That was my girl, right? And when I first met her, I was so shy. I could talk to anybody, okay? I was so shy. I stood there, and I just, like, looked at her for, like, five. She thought I was crazy. And then all of a sudden, I was just, like, looking at her. I couldn't speak. I couldn't bring myself to speak. It was the craziest thing ever. And then all of a sudden, I was like, all right.
See, the thing about me, when I meet celebrities, I be cool. And I get excited either, like, before or after I meet them. Because I know one year I had Chris Brown had came to Detroit. And it was like, we're going to meet Chris Brown. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to meet Chris Brown. So when I saw him standing across the street, and that's when I, like, just freaked out. Like, oh, my God, that's really Chris Brown, like, skating on the skateboard. Then when I got up to him, I'm like, man, what's up, Chris? But if it was Jay-Z, I don't think I could say anything. I'd just be like, wow. Like,
would you Jay-Z, faint?
I don't know if I will say, but I'll be lost of words.
There you go. Well, you're going to have people pretty much telling that about you pretty soon because you're going out there. Your songs are getting out there. Remember, people, if you like Gotta Stay Fresh, a song we just played on LA Talk Radio, then text 77979. Get your text
please
in so the song keeps going. So that Lady T could be the one that you want to run up to next time. Be like, oh, my God, Lady T. Now tell me, what's next for you, girl?
What's next for me? Well, you know, Gotta Stay Fresh is the new single. We pushing the new single. We just shot a video for Gotta Stay Fresh. So the video is going to be coming out very soon. Shout out to Michael and Sarah. Michael is like the best director/photographer. He does all my photography, all my graphics. So shout out to Michael. So the Gotta Stay Fresh video is coming really soon. Right now, as we speak, I'm working on a mixtape right now. It's called Grind Time. And once again, I got some of the hottest producers, A Wood Beats, DJ Beat Renegades. We taking over Gita Dream Team. Watch out for Grind Time.
There you go. Now, all right, here we go. We got to talk about this because you know what? All the time, you know, we get caught up in the hype. You know what I'm talking about? What keeps you grounded? I know that church keeps you grounded.
Oh, yeah. What keeps me grounded? My family and my friends. Like, my family supports me 110%. My mom is always there. My dad is always there. My nephew was always there, and my brother is always there. And I also have the best friends in the world, Khadija, Brittany, India, Joe, and Ashley, and Grace. They always keep me grounded. So if I ever get big-headed, they're going to be like, come on, T. Like, come back to earth. And they always keep me grounded, and also God.
There you go. I was waiting for that because that's what keeps me grounded the most, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's quick to get caught up in the hype, but if you just remember where it all comes from, it's easy to be brought back down to earth. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So also, callers, if you want to call in, the number here, 323-203-0815. We're almost halfway through the show. You see how fast it goes?
Right, exactly.
It goes by when you're having fun here at LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends and to the max. Now, we're going to have some other songs coming up. I Know You Look Good, your ponytail song. And, well, my favorite jam is Hurricane because that video is out, but we'll talk about that in a minute. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815. You could also Skype us on LA Talk Radio. Call in there if you feel so inclined to talk to Lady T or me. We'll take your questions. Even if they have nothing to do with anything, we'll still take them because that's what we're here for. We're your friends. Come and talk to us tonight. But I got to tell you, real quick, I just got a text message, so let me read what my text message says in, because, you know, we got people all the time calling in. Renee, actually, I just got a text from Renee. She told me to tell everybody, Ponytail was on NBC Today Show twice.
Oh, yeah. Now that was funny, too. The story behind that one was funny, too.
Tell me the story behind it.
Oh, where was I was in
Before
Chicago.
You tell me the story, you know what? We got a caller on, actually from Bahamas. So, caller from Bahamas, you're live on To The Max. What's up? Hello, caller, you there? Oh, we lost our caller.
Aww.
People get shy. All of a sudden, you know what happens? They get on the air and then they freak out. They don't know what to say. But if you want to try again, try again. We're here for you, LA Talk Radio. Oh, we got a caller on. Caller, you're there. Can you lower your radio for me, please?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's up? Who's this?
The story behind that one was funny, too. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Anthony.
What's up, Anthony?
I'm calling from Detroit.
There you
go. I just heard Lady T's song. Let me tell you, that song is hot.
You like that song?
Gotta Stay Fresh, that's hot.
Thank you.
I heard the entire song.
Thank you.
Now, you know, if you you're in Detroit, right?
Yeah, I'm in Detroit.
All right, I want you to text the words Gotta Stay Fresh to 77979. How does that sound?
Okay, I will.
Do you have any questions for Lady T?
Just basically, what is your inspiration? I think I heard you say it once, but I want to know again. I didn't hear it.
My inspiration is just music, period. I love music. Like, I wake up to music. I can't go to sleep if my radio is not on. Like, first, I just love music. And, like, everybody knows my idol, Lisa Leftal Lopez. Please rest in peace. Rest in peace. And she basically was the one that inspired me to do what I am doing today. So, music and Leftal.
All right.
All right, call. Thanks so much for calling. Have a great night in Detroit.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. You see? People inspired you, Lady T. All right, so don't forget, people, this is so important. Text 77979. I know you're going to hate me for saying this a million times, but that's the only way that we're going to get y'all, get it drilled in your head. You know what I mean? So, all right, and Bahama caller, you called us on Skype. Be so kind to call in again because we lost your call. But, all right, so you know what? I think because we're almost half show, let's see. Let me talk to Sam real quick. You know, Sam's in the control booth because I want to get the song I Know I Look Good, because that's a hot summer song.
Oh, my God, that's a throwback song.
That's a throwback song. Now, how long ago was that song?
Oh, I was 15.
Wow.
So, like, 4 years ago.
That's throwback 4 years, all right? We'll go back all the way to, what, 2005, all right?
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Sam, so why don't we get I Know I Look Good, because summer's here, people, so get your hair did and get summertime and look good, because you know what?
I
know
I look
good. You know you look good? Let's look good, everybody. Back to the facts.
I need to get my hair did.
There you go. My hair stays sweet. I got to look fly. That's the song right there, no?
Wow, that's a throwback. But I also had to, I have to give a shout out to my mentor / Big Sis Explicit. She's a female artist, too. And basically, she's like my mentor. I look up to her. And make sure y'all check her out at myspace.com/explicitlyrics. Shout out to Explicit.
All right. There you go. Sounds great. So basically, you know, you just have, you've been performing all over the country except the West Coast. You know what I mean? You have over 3 million views on MySpace. How about that?
Yeah. I mean,
how does that feel?
It feels good. I have to thank Renee and all her press releases. I have to thank Renee. I have to thank the fans. And, you know, every time you do a show, you got to shout out, go to my MySpace, go to my MySpace. I want to thank everybody for, you know, taking out time to look at my MySpace page.
MySpace.com/LadyT. T is the way you look it up. Check it out because the songs that you all, you know what, you guys, if you can't find her on her page, I'm sure you can, but you could always come to LATalkRadio.com. This show is archived, so I'm going to have the songs here. We've got it today. Today's show, I don't even know what today is anymore. July 12th. Here it is. Tomorrow's my grandmother's birthday, so happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday.
But July 12th, so get the songs here in the archive. They'll be up tomorrow. We've got our caller on. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Derek from the Bahamas.
Hey, Derek from the Bahamas.
Hey.
What's going on?
How are you guys? Lady T, I just wanted to know, if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
I would be, well, I am in college right now, but I will still be doing something with the music industry, you know, because music is in me. If I wasn't in the spotlight, I would be doing something behind the scenes.
Oh, that's cool. And how is your hair styled right now?
What'd you say?
I said, how is your hair styled right now?
Right now, I have some curly hair in. My hair is real curly right now. Because I went to Florida, so I had to get it braided and get some curly hair in. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. So now Derek's calling from
Bahamas. I love your music, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Derek, you still on the line?
Yeah.
Now Derek is calling in from the Bahamas. So Lady T, we got to get you out there. When we get Lady T out there, you going to go see her?
Of course, as long as you got the braids and with the curls.
That's what's up.
That is what's up.
And hopefully I will be in the Bahamas sometime soon.
Holla.
All right. Have a good night, Derek. There you go. So check Lady T on her MySpace page to find out when she's going to be Bahamas. You do updates on there, too? You do updates on Twitter, right? I mean, Twitter's the place to be.
Twitter, Facebook, press releases, MySpace, anything.
That sounds like your new rap. Twitter, Facebook, anywhere, press releases. But you know what? All right, here we go. I'm doing an update. I've been doing updates this whole time on Twitter because it's my favorite thing. I'm following you. You're following me. Everyone follow each other. Let's go on Twitter.com. Follow each other. I got to also, speaking of .coms, thank Delta.com because I just got back from Florida, too. We were probably down there at the same time. I'm getting ready to go to Colorado. I'm, like, so busy this whole summer. But we got another call, so caller, you're live on To The Max. Do me a favor and lower your radio. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name's KJ. I'm from Detroit.
Hey, KJ. You're on with Lady T and Max. You got a question for Lady T?
I was just saying what's up. Me and Lady T cool, and I just wanted to call and let her know I'm listening, and I'm proud of her. She's been doing this for a long time, and I've been there just watching.
Oh, thanks, KJ. KJ, this is like one of my other close best friends. Every show that I have, she always comes to my shows, always texts the radio station. We played basketball together like since we was 12 years old. So thanks, KJ.
That was a long time ago. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in because I'm sure that Lady T appreciates your call. I know she does. So thanks for calling in and have a great week.
You too.
All right, talk to you later. All right, so you know what? Here we go. Isn't it fun? You know what? We got another caller. Caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, Explicit, and I'm calling from L.A.
What's going on? Lower your radio for me real quick. Do you have a question for Lady T?
I don't have a question. That's like my little sister. I heard my shout-out she just gave me or whatever. I'm listening to your interview. Very, very articulate. I am so proud of you. I hear you doing your thing. I see you. You know, I'm following you, watching you everywhere. Everywhere you go, your every move. I just want to let her know I'm so proud.
Oh, thank you, Big Sis. That's Explicit.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. You come a long way since that ponytail song.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. You want to give a word of encouragement real quick to Lady T?
Of course. She already knows. I tell her, and everything is possible through Christ. Just keep God first and know that the music is motivating, and make sure you always got something positive to say, even if you have to do the commercial tracks to keep on track with the rest of the world. Still make sure you have something of substance in your music, because that's what makes you, that's what separates you from other artists.
That's what's up.
There you go. All right, cool. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed week, and stay encouraged, all right? And be inspired.
All right, baby.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks so much for calling. We got callers from, isn't it nice when you have friends call in?
Right, exactly. I just see, they support me, and I love them. Once again, I love my friends and my family.
You ever been in love?
No.
Not yet. You know why I say that? Because I have a friend of mine in New York. She's got a play coming up. I got to give a real quick shout out. At the Public Theater in New York, it's called Love Stinks, okay? And it's actually this Wednesday night at 9:30. You could always email me, max@maxtucci.com, for more information. Anne Berlin's play, Love Stinks, in New York this Wednesday. And it's going to be a fun show, a fun play. But anyway, so you know what? I want to talk about, someone just texted me on Twitter. They said a big amen to your friend. So, all right. So you know what? Let's talk about Hurricane. Because Hurricane, I just got a text on my T-Mobile sidekick from Renee, and she said that Hurricane has almost 2.5 million plays on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel to have two? The thing, now, hold on. Break this down real quick. 2.5 million views.
Hurricane is the biggest song that I ever did so far. That's my biggest record. And I want to shout out to Keith from Beat Renegade for producing the track.
Now, what inspired you to do Hurricane?
Well, really, I didn't want to do a dance song because that's just not me. But at the time, like, all this dance stuff was hot. So my mom came in my room like, I think you need to do a dance song. And I'm like, no. So yeah, it's my mom idea. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a dance song. And I got the beat. And once again, my dancers came over, Britt and BB. And we was in the living room, and we had to come up with a name. You know, we had to come up with a name. So we were sitting there thinking about a name. And I was like, you know what? Get the dictionary, and we're just going to flip through the pages. So I gave the dictionary to my mother, and she was just flipping through the pages, and she came off the word Hurricane.
And you know what? Hurricane's the track. Hurricane is Lady T's version. I'm going to coin this. If you all like Soulja Boy, this is Lady T's Hurricane. Forget Soulja Boy. Y'all need a Hurricane. Sam, let's get Hurricane playing on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio so everyone knows what we're talking about. Let's get the shaking going here on the network. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady T, we about to Hurricane, y'all. I see you, BB. I see you, Britt. Let's go. Do the Hurricane. Do the Hurricane. Do the Hurricane. Do the Hurricane. Now do the Hurricane to the right. Hurricane to the left. From Detroit, yeah. You know I ain't stopping. You wanna get with me? You must be fuzzy. Detroit, stand up, my whole
right, y'all doing the hurricane right now? Because I want you to come back to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Lady T's Hurricane.
Yes,
she wrote that
yes.
song. She found the name in the dictionary. So be inspired by that. If you don't got a name for something, look it up. Look it up.
Make sure y'all check out the video. Make sure y'all check out the video on YouTube. Just type in Lady T, L-A-D-Y-T-E, Hurricane, or check out everybody across the world doing it. We had people in Alabama, Florida, Texas doing the hurricane. So just type in Hurricane Dance. And that song was, and the video was also on Comcast On Demand. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting Hurricane. That's like my biggest record.
That's 2.5 million views alone. So you know what? I got to ask you, because we're going to come pretty soon to wrap up the show. But do you have any quotes or anything that inspire you to get on with your life, to get on with what you're doing, and every day when you wake up, what's the first thing you do when you wake up?
Well, the first thing I do when I wake up is I thank God for waking me up, because there's a lot of people that don't wake up every day. You know what I'm saying?
I say the same
thing. So I have to thank God, and one of my quotes is live every day like it was your last. Because you never know when you want to leave this earth. And when I leave, I want to set my mark, because we are here for a purpose. And I want to just make sure that my purpose is just set. You know what I'm saying? If I'm here to inspire somebody, I just want to make sure that person was inspired my time on this earth. So live every day like it was your last. Just have fun with life.
It's the truth. And, you know, the first thing when I wake up, what I say is, you know what? My life is redeemed from destruction. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. First thing. That's
right.
The first thing comes out of my mouth. And the second thing, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I always say, I just said this on my Facebook page the other day. You know, I said, the reason why we wake up is because God has a plan for us. So until that plan is fulfilled, that's going to be the day that we don't wake up anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, even with Michael Jackson, with his passing, I was like, you know what? What he did what he came here to do. So, you know, it's like, you don't put an age on life. You don't put a time on life. You put what you've done in life. You know, I always say
die empty.
Die empty. Everything that God gave you, die empty. Don't take it with you. Leave it here. You know?
Right.
So those are my little quotes. But so do you know where you're going next? What's next for you?
What's next for me is the mixtape. I'm working on a tour right now as we speak. Me, Renee, the G'd Up Dream Team, they're behind me 100%. And we're working on a tour, the mixtape, and the album is coming soon.
Cool. All right. So you're excited to be in school right now?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I can't wait to go back. Shout out to Wayne State University.
That's where you're at. See,
gotta get an education.
That's the truth. Lay it down. Like, that simple, right?
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, Lady T, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight on Max
and
Friends.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
It was fun. The show goes by so quickly. I told you it would. Did you have a good time?
I had the best time of my life. I loved it. Thanks.
And you could get the archive on LATalkRadio.com. We'll have it up real soon. So anyone, if you missed any portion of the show and you want to tune into it, you're more than welcome to go there. Download it. Play it on your iPhones, because that's what we're pimping now on the iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I have one right now.
There you go. Well, you can download this on it. But you know what? It's been a lot of fun having you on. The next song that you got coming out, can I have it on the radio? Will you send it over to me?
Yes.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
And can I do some last-minute shout-outs?
Absolutely.
I want to shout-out my mom, my dad, my whole family. Alicia, man, she's with Renee. Thanks so much for being behind me 100%. And please, just text Gotta Stay Fresh to 77979. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting me. And please vote for me for Best Artist for the Facebook Awards. It's everyones.entertainment@earthlink.net. And just type in Lady T and push the send button, and your vote counts.
There you go. Every vote
and
counts. Did you vote this year? Did you vote?
Of course, Obama.
All right. There you go. Do your thing. All right. I'm just making sure, you know what I mean, because every vote does count. So everyone, tune into that. Get her going. Get her to win Facebook's Artist of the Year Award. Lady T, God bless you. Be inspired. Stay focused. And just keep doing what you're doing. You got your head on your shoulders, girl.
Yes. Shout out to Mega LLC, too.
There you go. I'm going to see you in that Escalade pretty soon.
Oh, you know it. A black one at that.
There you go. All right. And the license plate will be Lady T.
Of course.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, God bless you too.
All right, good night.
All righty.
There you go, everybody. We had Lady T on Max and Friends Into the Max right here on LA Talk Radio, the place to be on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock in New York, 8 o'clock in LA. What more can I say about that? We had a fun show, had some fun music. Summer's here. Beautiful day. Remember, please, people, don't drink and drive. Why waste your life doing something ridiculous? Summer's here. Play it safe in everything that you do, and that's from sex to drinking to not being stupid. Just play it safe, okay? That's what I'm going to tell you. But I also want to tell you two things. The Bull Run came through New York. I was with my friend Michelle at Soul House. We saw the cars. People, stop painting your cars flat black. It's annoying, that matte color. Ferrari should be red, all right? Also, there's a great party tomorrow in New York at the Cynthia Raleigh store. It's for a great book by my favorite publishers, Asseline, Julia Chaplin, celebrating her new book, Gypset Style. So check that out tomorrow night at the Cynthia Raleigh store in New York. And I've got to wrap this up pretty soon. But before I wrap it up, Bull Run, check them out on Google. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. RollingStones.com with a Z instead of an S. It's the place to be to get your jewelry, so don't forget to check them out. Also, I want to tell you all before I wrap it up a fantastic quote, and it's not Chiquita Banana, you crazy people sending me texts right now, but a great quote is, now listen to this carefully because this shall inspire you. Rivers know this. There is no hurry. We shall get there someday. And we shall get there someday. Whatever you've got planned for your life, you shall get there someday. Don't stress it. You know what I'm saying? You'll get there. I know I'm hoping for things that are going to happen in my life, and I know that one day, like the river knows, I'm going to get there too. One day. So on that note, everybody, it's my day to say goodnight to you on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends and to the Max. Tamara, you're out there in Alaska. I miss you so much. Rocco, hurry up and get back here. We miss you here too on Max and Friends. So on that note, everyone, I just want to inspire you to have a wonderful week. You know what? Relax, because where you are now is where you're supposed to be. And remember to always, 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 always take life to the max, because you know what, Sam? We're going to wrap it up because we out of here. We're actually going to leave you on that note, taking life to the max and enjoying everything. So on that note, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, the place to be. Max at MaxTucci.com. Twitter me, Max Tucci. Good night, everybody. What more can I tell you? But we got to bounce because it's time to go. So whenever Sam's ready, I'll just keep talking. So until then, Sam, what more do you want me to say? Have a wonderful week, everybody. Peace out.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.